What's up, everybody? Don't you just love fucking with Kevin on a Monday?
I do. I mean, the thing is, I love fucking with Kevin way too much. Mm-hmm. And I think about this all the time, Kevin. I want you to know this. We fuck with you way too much. But I think on some level, you like fucking with us back. So it's this weird thing in my brain where we're giving you what you need. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's wait for him.
He needs it.
Are you
he's probably
doing? You turn your mic up? What's happening?
Turn the knobs. And what are we going to get?
No, I was just checking levels.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. Cool story. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What's up, everybody? This is the Kind of Funny Morning Show for May 1st, 2017.
It is May 1st.
How does that make you feel?
Well, it gives me a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
As we're leading into Kind of Funny Live month, mm-hmm. which I'm just calling it the whole month.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of
June. We are 2 days away from it being a month away.
We are indeed.
That is crazy.
So I'm fine with that because I feel like we've got a good handle on that show. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for everyone who's coming.
Yeah.
What I'm not looking forward to is what's happening the week after that show.
You're such a baby.
No, no, no. I'm looking forward to it. We just have to start planning it.
There's no planning necessary.
We need to like, easy. Book spaces. We got to figure out
you
guests.
You overthink it. You overthink it. That book spaces, you're right. We do need to do that.
We do need to do that.
We do need to do that. But that's easy schmeezy.
It is easy schmeezy.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy schmeezy.
That is what they call it.
It is. It is, Kevin. It is. How are you, Nick?
I am well. I'm
You're not well.
Oh,
you're
no,
not well. Well, don't lie.
My lower back is in complete spasm right now, so yeah. I can't really move. It took me about 20 minutes to get from my desk over to here. Now, some might say, hey, Nick, if your lower back is in spasm, why are you drinking a giant coffee? Because that's just dehydrating your muscles. Because I'm ride or die. That's why.
You're ride or die for
ride
that.
Or die. I've been trying to prep this image for you for a while.
I don't know what's going on over there, but
I just want, just
keep
I'm just going to keep going. You give me the intro of the show, and I'll tweet
the show's been introed already. We're now just talking.
Are we?
Yeah, we're talking about our weekends and all that stuff. I saw WWE Payback last night.
How was that?
Live.
Payback live.
San Jose, California.
Did you go with one Greg Miller and one Kevin Coelho?
No, no. Greg was busy. Greg was busy.
No, who did you go with?
I went with my friend James Burke.
Oh, I know James. Okay,
and
cool.
His fiance.
James is a great guy.
Missy.
And Missy went too.
Yes.
Is Missy as big of a WWE fan as James is?
Not as big, but I mean, she is. She's a fan.
Got
she's
it.
Legitimately a fan. And then Cool Greg, of course.
Oh, God. Gotta have Cool Greg.
And we had a good time. The production value of a WWE event is just, it's, there's
was it like
nothing
a legit
like it.
WWE event?
It was a pay-per-view. Yeah. Like, so it
okay,
was,
so it was,
I mean,
like,
it wasn't one of the major pay-per-views. Like, this is one of the, it was just a Raw pay-per-view.
Right.
So it was not one of the big four.
Got
the, WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. Those are the big ones, right?
Okay. I feel like
it was just Payback, which is like, man, you did some shit to me at WrestleMania. Now it's time for Payback. So it's a lot of rematches.
They told me I was
really, there wasn't that many rematches this time. Anyways, it was a cool show. First half of the show, fantastic. They were firing on all cylinders, nailing the storylines. Everything about it was great. Then about halfway through, oh man, it just took a turn for the worst. There's this girl named Bailey, love her, big fan.
Kay.
She comes out.
Kay.
Her whole thing is she's a hugger, so
oh,
she'll
wow.
come out and go like this, and like everyone in the audience like hugs
that's
back.
That's nice.
And then there's
just
these
like
inflatable
you.
Tube men that come up, and they just like flail around, and it's fucking great. There's techno music playing, and everyone's having a good time. Now, the thing about her, she was the women's champion, which is a big deal. More a big deal. She's from San Jose. We're in San Jose,
Kay.
Hometown. Come on.
Hey,
that's pretty amazing.
She loses.
Oh no.
The crowd was going crazy
that's
for her,
bullshit.
And then she fucking loses.
That's
I'm like,
bullshit.
Why would you? Oh, come on, guys.
You can't do that.
Come on. This is some fucking Harley Quinn knockoff.
There we go. So this is what I wanted to show you. You can't really see it though. But this is the most well, because you can't read because my camera sucks on this iPhone 5S.
Yeah.
But this was the Uber driver in front of me this morning.
So Nick prepped an image that he took of a Prius.
It's a Prius.
In front of him.
I can give it to Kevin right now, actually.
Yeah, please
Kevin,
do.
I'll put it in the scratch pad. Or I'll just email it to you. So we can pull this up.
Anyways, the show was really cool, but then they did the cardinal sin of a live event. And there was a what they were billing as the House of Horrors match between Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
And Bray Wyatt is this kind of like hillbilly redneck, like I talk to demons type dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you familiar?
Sure, sure, sure. I've been to the South.
Yeah.
Central Time.
And They did this match, and they've been building it up since WrestleMania, where at WrestleMania they did this thing where they projected worms into the ring. It was like, well, it's
pretty cool.
Whatever. It's some like supernatural bullshit, right?
So he's like a voodoo like, man, or is he like a snake oil salesman from the South? Like is he like a cult guy? Like with
he's
snakes?
A cult dude. Okay, he's a cult dude. So they were building this House of Horrors match, and everyone's like, what the fuck's that going to be? Then all of a sudden a video starts playing, instead of them coming out, and it's them wrestling in a bullshit-ass, like Resident Evil 7-looking house.
Okay.
And then it keeps going and going and
so they
going.
Cut to a video package instead of a live action match. That's a bad idea.
And we're what live, kind of, and the entire arena of thousands of people just starts chanting, like about 2 minutes in of the 15-minute package, and they didn't stop. Boring.
That's hot.
Boring. That's hilarious.
What kind of assholes would invite thousands of people to a live show and then make it predominantly video packages?
It's different, though. Because that's all that we have.
That's fair. That's what we do.
It's about like looking at a screen and getting hyped about
shit. 100%.
Whereas this is, they literally had the wrestling match in a fucking video. It was garbage. You want to pull this up, Kev?
Yeah, give me a second.
Now, this was the Uber driver in front of me this morning, and it kind of made me wish that I could have taken an Uber. If you look at that, not one, but two RIP Paul Walker stickers on his car. Okay, you can't tell there because my 5S takes the world's shittiest pictures, and the guy was about a car length away from me. But it said, Paul Walker.
Oh my God, this is my favorite.
Kevin, bring it.
It's doing it on its own.
Sorry. So the one on the left says, Paul Walker, I almost had you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the quote. And the other one is a signature of Paul Walker in a car that says Ride or Die.
Yeah.
And it has the dates of his life, 1973 to 2013. I wanted to pull this guy over and shake his hand.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought maybe that might be conceived as an act of aggression.
Uh-huh,
and maybe he might.
The lights.
Yeah, I didn't want to, like, my back's hurting right now. I don't know. I'm not in racing mode.
Oh my God.
So I just let him go. But sir, if you're watching the show, I thank you and I would shake your hand.
Firmly.
Firmly.
Yeah.
And I would give you, I would just in the back of my mind be singing the Wiz Khalifa song.
So then, Nick, at the wrestling event, something that I thought you'd appreciate is there's this, they're big chanters, right? They like to get things going and everyone's chanting, which is a lot of fun. No, they don't chant that. They don't chant that at all.
Okay.
But when someone's out of the ring, you have 10 seconds to get back in.
Right.
So the ref will start doing the 10 count.
Right.
Where he'll go 10, mm-hmm. 9, 8,
yeah.
Right?
And count familiar, sure, sure. Yeah, yeah. I've played wrestling games before.
Except I didn't know that in arenas it's a thing that the people just fuck with the ref, and the guy's doing it, and the crowd just chants no matter what number it is, 10, 10, 10, 10, and it's fucking awesome.
That is so fucked up.
Every time throughout the night, it was so great.
Like, after a certain point as a ref, even though you know that it's not that hard, mm-hmm. that would fuck with you.
Yeah.
You'd be like, 10, not fuck. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
It's so good.
How long was the event altogether?
The event was...
Because I always wonder how long these WWE events are.
They're pretty long. I mean, it's like there's a pre-show that adds an extra hour. Oh, so cool. Overall, I'd say it was about 4 hours.
Got it.
Of quality worldwide wrestling entertainment. Yeah. No, it was good. But again, the production value of the show, man, they had indoor fireworks that were fucking loud as shit.
Yeah.
They had so many video walls. Everywhere was
Some
a video
were
wall.
Broken,
the ring had a video wall.
Some of them were broken.
Yeah, dude. There was like the main one that we're looking at just had panels of just broken walls.
Yeah, that's a problem with those touring shows is that they're really hard to fix. Like that stuff's really hard to tech when you're on the road.
Yeah.
Just cut out a ring of panels on the outside and fucking.
Yeah, but they made
Kevin would have fixed it.
You know how that goes, though. Like, one of those panels was bad and they already had it set up. And they're like, well, we got to just run with it because we have to pull these panels down now. It's a pain in the ass, I know. But yeah, those are always fun. It's always what I talk about when we, I can't even imagine what the Let's Play Live people have encountered.
Oh, fuck that.
Because when you're
so
on
the
road.
The tour.
Yeah, when they did the tour and you're on the road and like something happens, you're just like, you can't get spare parts.
Yeah.
You gotta have that shit shipped
to
you.
Yeah, wrestling can, though.
Wrestling probably can, yeah.
They got a lot going on. And they could probably spare a couple of their video walls.
I would imagine.
Move them around. Because that's the main wall you're looking at should probably be the focus.
Probably.
They should probably fix that.
Probably. But it's also entirely possible they were just like, shit, that was working. That was working 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And then, oops, before we let everyone in, now it's jacked.
But then the floor is also video wall.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the best.
That's what I want. One day in a studio, if we ever get another studio, I want everything from floor
just a cube
to ceiling
of video wall.
To just be wall.
Yeah.
I was reading, interestingly enough, over the weekend, I was catching up on my American Cinematographer magazine, which is a trade magazine that I still buy every month. I subscribe to it. And it's a hardcore cinematographer's magazine that goes over all the tools of the trade for shooting movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading about Rogue One, and of course the Rogue One spread was like 15 pages talking to like the DP, the guys that worked with them on the lenses and all of their camera systems. One of the things I thought was really cool, and this is something that's happening a lot, in filmmaking now is that if you look at shots of when they're inside the ship and there's stuff outside, it's not blue screen anymore. It's LED.
Yeah.
And so what they do is they put LEDs on cranes, and so they can just move them around. So wherever the camera's at, they're like, oh, let's move it over here. Or it's 360-degree wraparound with bottom and top. And that does two things. One, it's whenever the camera sees it, you're actually just physically seeing the stuff that's going by, which is cool. So you save on green screen time, like compositing. And two, it actually lights the actors properly.
Yeah.
So it makes them feel like you're actually
in it. Well, and also that the actors have something to act in.
They actually can see what's going on outside. It's really cool. So like, there's a lot, oftentimes, I think, when they were above Scarif, they actually just composited in Scarif. So when they were trying to like break through the thing, they were actually like looking at that.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That's fucking
awesome.
It's
really awesome. And then, but one of the great things was they were like, yeah, we have to wrap it in, they had to wrap the LEDs in shower curtain, like, opacity. Like, you know, like basically shower curtains.
Yeah.
Because of the moiré. And I was like, they have to deal with moiré also.
No one doesn't have to deal with the moiré.
You always have to deal with moiré.
Moiré. The temptress.
6 out of 10 says, that sounds more expensive, question mark. You make up for it in compositing. Because if you don't have to actually pay a team of compositors to go in there at like a 400% markup to key it out and then recomposite in the background, you save. But also, I think most of it was just for the close-up shots where you weren't seeing the background. You're just seeing the lights shining on the actors' faces, which is cool. And that's awesome.
Boiled Frog 1426 says, Nick, is there a difference between green screen and blue screen?
There is. One's green and one's blue.
Yeah, that as dumb as that is, that actually is the only difference. It depends on what the people are wearing and their skin tones and which one you'd want to use.
Yeah, generally they'll use a blue screen depending on, and you'll have to work with the art director. But say for instance with Star Trek, where you've got a lot of blue in the set, then you'd want green on that. So you're not keying out some of your lights, you're not keying out a lot of the objects in the set, and you're not keying out anything in the people's uniforms, because it's really, really hard to get chroma key, especially if it's a fabric, perfect. And a totally different. The cause behind chroma key is that those are the colors that don't exist naturally in nature, i.e. in skin tones. And so you can pick either of those. Ironically enough, though, in this article, which everyone should read if you're a huge film buff, they're also talking about blue and black screen. So they were talking about how they would do just
blue and black.
I'm sorry, white and black.
Oh.
So they would do all white, and then they were able to composite parts of that out and put things in the background.
Interesting.
Yeah, they were. It's,
how would that work?
Just an even. If it's.
Or, I mean, I guess maybe if the cameras are that high quality.
Well, they were filming at 65mm.
That's Luma, I think it's called.
Yeah, so it's a Luma key instead of a. So black, if it's totally black or totally white and it's across the board 100%, you can actually just tell the camera to key out anything that's that level as a Luma key. So if it's 100% Luma, i.e., like it's maxed out, and your skin tone's at 90, you can just tell the camera, take anything out around you that's not. That's 100% or above.
But I mean, it still sounds like it'd be a pain in the ass with like.
You've probably used it in this for keying out like fireworks.
I've definitely done it before.
None of these are perfect. I don't know if they.
Action Essentials VFX and all that stuff. It's the same thing. Yeah. It's the matte reversal or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a standard or not. I don't know if they did it a lot. But they just mentioned that that's something they'd implored. I guess when he was standing on the bridge of Scarif, when Ben Mendelsohn was. The bad guy was standing on the bridge, and he was like, "Go get them!" and all that stuff. I guess was white behind him.
Yeah,
and they just composited it out and put the island in there because they wanted the light from the LED as well to like light them naturally. And they actually shot. Surprisingly enough, I learned a lot about this article. I only read half of it. they actually shot almost 100% LEDs on this. It's crazy, all across the board. Everything, every key light, everything that they did was LEDs because they wanted to be able to
for Star Wars.
Yeah, they had one or two. Sorry. Thing just went inside itself. They had one or two, I guess, HMIs that they used for big sources. But other than that, every set they wanted to be able to go in DMX and color correct. And so they used these panels that are like RGB.
What'd you say X is going to give it to?
Oh, X definitely gave it to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you saw Rogue One. But they used all panels that were like, you could fuck with the color temperature, so you could get all different colors out of them, including amber. And including like pure white, amber, things like that. So there's like, so you can get like, instead of having, because generally in film production, like if you, I like to do this film, you do this. Just give a little
I'm going
to
put your phone on the floor and then you're not going to have it anymore.
Oh no, I can't get it. I can't reach my desk. Generally you'll have to gel lights and you can never get them 100% perfect.
What the color you
want
exactly.
It to be. So this one, you literally just dial it and it goes bloop.
That's awesome, man.
Isn't that cool?
The future is.
Is here.
Here and now.
Yeah, it's a very fascinating article. It's also very fascinating because they shot it for the first, it was the first. It was the first Star Wars ever shot digitally. But they shot it with a 65mm camera, which they had never done before, but they used 40-year-old lenses, which is cool, too.
40-year-old lenses.
Yeah.
Sounds like the even less cool version of 40-year-old virgin.
No, it's very, well, I mean, it's going to hold up more than a 40-year-old virgin, if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Those aren't going
to
give up.
This is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Each and every morning we get together to talk about all the nerdy news you need to know about at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Let's get right into the news.
Wait,
the
most before that happens, your boy EP says, why do you still have a 5S question mark?
He's right.
Here's the answer to that. Kevin, give me the one. No. I have no idea. I got caught in the cycle every year of thinking the next year is going to be better. And I've had this phone for 4 years. This phone has lasted through various drops into water. The other day, remember, it was raining. I don't know where it went. It was just outside on the pavement for 4 hours, and it's still working. So this phone doesn't want me to get rid of it. It's like some sort of weird albatross that's hanging around my neck.
It's all one way to look at it.
You want to get off the S cycle, right? That was your thing?
I just don't care at this point. Now I just want to get a new phone. But then, literally,
you're so close
for the first time, Tim Geddes was like, January hit, he's like, just wait. Just ride it out now until and get the 10-year anniversary phone, like, or whatever it's going to be.
Like an always Tim Geddes thing. I'm a fan of the just wait for the right thing.
Yeah, I know you are.
You're just, I'll pay as much money as I need to get it right now.
I want the best thing right now.
A little bit more than necessary.
You know what? Let me give you a tip, you Apple employee.
This is why I'm the worst negotiator on the planet. This is why when it comes to contract negotiations, Tim does those.
Yes.
Because I would like, I just want everyone to be happy. I want everyone to like me.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
All right, speaking of everyone liking me, the first story, very important. Mm-hmm. This comes from Tube Filter. Views of NSYNC's It's Gonna Be Me music video spike on YouTube each April 30th.
Yeah, they do.
Because it's gonna be May.
God damn it.
It's gonna be May?
Like May the 4th be with you.
But like
May the 4th be with you.
If you're familiar with the song, It's Gonna Be Me.
It's gonna be May.
He says it like May.
All that I do.
Yep.
That's amazing.
In recent years, the NSYNC song It's Gonna Be Me has inspired one of the internet's favorite date-related gags, and the best place to witness that meme's growth is on YouTube. Justin Timberlake's unique pronunciation of the word me in the 2000 pop song's chorus has allowed the track to become the official anthem of the month of May. As a result, during the final days of April, the It's Gonna Be Me video sees a drastic spike in viewership because God. It's gonna be May.
God bless them for that.
I love that. Like, that's just so good. On YouTube, meanwhile, the official music video for the corresponding NSYNC becomes a viral craze for one day each year. The video site's trends department says it's going to be me viewership increases 5.2 times over. And the video search volume goes up 6.9 times over. Kev, can you show the graphs?
Yeah.
A little more down. There we go.
Yeah, I'm getting
there. That's amazing.
I love people.
I love people too.
So much.
And I love that the more we try to prove we're all different, the more we just prove we're all the same.
Also, shout out to the fact that It's Gonna Be Me gets over 60,000 views a day.
Yeah, it does.
On average.
Fuck yeah, it does. That's the one, was that the one with their toys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all the Barbies.
God bless them. So, over the weekend, my wife and I went for a drive, and I was like, you know, we did this great GOG topic the other day. Probably the most seminal and important of GOG topics that we've ever done before in our lives. Who's better, Backstreet Boys or NSYNC? And my wife's like, well, I remember Backstreet Boys having better ballads, and I'm like, true.
Yeah, true. They did.
But she goes, you but know, I remember also just everyone liking NSYNC. And so for the next hour,
the most seminal,
that's super loud
dog topics that we've ever done before in our lot.
Why can't I hear you?
Right, because it's coming through the TV and you've, there you go. So for the next hour, I proceeded to play her all of the Backstreet Boys songs and then occasionally mix in an NSYNC song just to see what she said. And I threw a curveball there. I threw in some 98 Degrees as well, just to see what would happen.
What 98 Degrees did you
whichever the
in?
Top one was that was on Spotify, which is, it's that one song, you know.
True to Your Heart by the hit movie Mulan.
No, it was a different one. It was We'll Make a Man Out of You, I think, by Randy Newman.
Yeah.
We'll make a man out of you. Let's all go into that room.
Oh, my God.
No cameras in there. Leave your cell phones on the table.
What? I don't even follow the narrative of this.
They're gonna have a man orgy.
No, I get that, but why leave the phones on the table?
Because part of the article I was reading up with Rogue One was that they have to, you have to, when you sign an NDA to go onto the set of a Star Wars film, they cover your cameras with like opaque stickers.
Okay.
So you can't be like, isn't that weird?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. No, it makes sense.
So I took it a step further and said, leave them out there so when we have the boy orgy, no one knows.
You can't call it that. That's unacceptable.
No?
At some point, I have to say something. That was it.
What are you talking about?
We can't talk about boy orgies?
Boy orgy. It's no good.
It's no?
No.
Okay. You don't think so?
Let's go ahead and delete that from your
Let's just get beyond that?
Yeah. Let's just move on.
Should we just
move on?
Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, next news story. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for Switch is the fastest selling Mario Kart game in franchise history. This comes straight from Nintendo itself. We're getting the story from NeoGAF because they got all the choice quotes that are important. With more than 459,000 combined packaged and digital sales in the US on launch day alone, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Nintendo Switch is the fastest selling game in the long-running Mario Kart series. The previous record holder for the highest first-day sales in the franchise was Mario Kart Wii, which is also the highest selling of all time, coming in at around 37 million.
Wow.
So we'll see where this goes. With the sales of approximately 433,900 when it launched in 2008, another thing to keep in mind there is there was a lot more Wiis out there, and Mario Kart Wii came out later in the system's life cycle.
Yeah.
The solid sales numbers for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe equate to an attach rate of 45%, meaning nearly one in two Nintendo Switch owners in the U.S. purchased a copy of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on the first day it was available.
They had to. There's nothing else. They all finished playing
Zelda. To date, more than 2.7 million Nintendo Switch systems have been sold globally. To continue this strong momentum into the summer, a series of great games will launch for Nintendo Switch over the next few months, including Minecraft Nintendo Switch Edition on May 11th, Ultra Street Fighter 2 The Final Challengers on May 26th, Kevin's birthday, and ARMS June 16th, and Splatoon 2, July 21st. My God. This is fucking insane. Will it stop? This attach rate, this insane sales spikes for each of these games.
Eventually.
I don't know.
This is probably it, though. This has got to be it, right?
I don't know.
There's nothing else to play for a while.
I mean, I just named a bunch of shit.
No one's buying a system for Splatoon.
No one's buying a system for Mario Kart ports from another system, either.
That's fair.
And...
But it has battle mode.
It does have battle mode.
Which we haven't played yet.
Which, it's fucking great.
I know. I looked at it. Now here's my question. Here's the big question I have for you, Tim Geddes. You are the Mario Kart fanatic. You're not the champ, but you are the biggest fan of Mario Kart in this office, second only to Greg Miller.
Oh, okay, yes.
What happened to the upside down question box?
It's been gone for a while. Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
It's unnecessary. Mario Kart 8 did a great job of culling all the weapons that were redundant.
No, all the way. They have like... First off, the piranha plant sucks. They should have just given us back.
You talking shit about Chad?
Yeah, I'm talking shit about Chad.
He's not wrong. Chad fucking sucks.
The Chad in Mario Kart.
Do you know
Kart
how to use him correctly?
Yeah.
You just trigger him when you're near people and he like kills people and he also gives
you
a little...
But you get the boost.
Yeah, if he eats like coins.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. My problem is I always focus on that and then try to drive him in. You gotta just do your race.
Did you know that?
I did, yeah. Well, I saw him eating the coins, and I assumed that gave you a boost.
But I mean, even if you don't eat a coin, if you just keep hitting it, you get a boost because he like pulls you forward a little bit.
That I did not know.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is cool.
All that I do. All I'm saying is, I used to love throwing that upside down question mark box in and amongst the other ones.
Just to fuck with people. But it was red, and everyone knew.
No, not originally. Originally, it just looked exactly like it. It was just flipped over. In Mario 64, it looked exactly like it.
Wasn't it red?
It was the exact same color.
The fake coin box. Or
people in the chat will tell us if we're wrong.
Pretty sure it was upside down and red, whereas the other one was blue. Let us know. Let us know. Anyway, this is insane. Like, those sales are crazy, and this shows that, like, the more... Mario Kart traditionally has been a game that never stopped selling.
Mm-hmm.
So, who the fuck knows where it's going to end up.
That's going to be great.
Depending on...
This is exciting. This is great.
Switches sell.
This is great.
It was upside down. Not so. People saying the same color.
I mean, there is one that's red, so clearly at some point they switched over to red. Yeah. That must have been in the later iterations. Maybe it was in 7.
Maybe. All right, people are saying that I'm wrong, but people are also saying that I'm right. So, Twitch chat, thanks. The next story, also sales related, and also about fast cars. The Fate of the Furious passes 1 billion.
Great segue.
Yeah, at the worldwide box office. I wish you didn't have your ads blocked, Kev. There's a great Barbara Dunkelman ad on IGN. I love that she just bought a bunch of ads against IGN.
Did they buy a bunch of ads, or are you getting that ad served to you because of stuff?
It's targeted towards IGN. It is because of me, but it's one of those targeted AdWords.
Oh, I got you.
So,
but they didn't. They're not skinning. Just to be clear, they're not like buying ads on IGN. They're not skinning IGN with RT stuff.
No, it'd be cool
if they were.
No, people wouldn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Fate of the Furious passes 1 billion at the worldwide box office.
Fuck yeah, it does.
With the tagline, "It had to be fate." Thanks for that, Hope Corrigan, whoever the hell you are from IGN. Appreciate you. The latest edition of the Fast and Furious series has surpassed the 1 billion milestone at the global box office after a very successful opening month. It hit the 1 billion mark over the weekend, bringing its total to about 1.6 billion. It is only the second film in the franchise to pass that milestone, with its predecessor Fury 7 being the other to do so. According to Box Office Mojo, this makes Fate the 21st highest grossing movie of all time, unadjusted for inflation, surpassing 2016's biggest film, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. So that's pretty crazy.
That's awesome. Why not, right?
Of the 31 billion grossing films, four are held by Universal titles. Only two movies have hit the mark this year, with the first being Disney's live action, Beauty and the Beast.
Tale as old as time.
Tale as old as time.
I actually really liked Beauty and the Beast. I'll be honest with you. I liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
I'm surprised by that.
It's a movie that I thought I was going to be completely bored with. And aside from some of the things that I knew that they had thrown in, that I was like, this is new elements, I really liked it. I thought Josh Gad stole the show.
Josh Gad was fucking fantastic.
Josh Gad is quickly becoming one of my favorite human beings on the planet.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
He's one of those dudes that, like, like him in doses.
Ever since.
Small little doses.
I saw him. He did two things that I liked. One, he was the snowman in Frozen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Olaf. Hi, I'm Olaf. I like hugs. Whatever the fuck he said. Genius. Endeared me to him. Then he was just having a lot of fun on Twitter. When they were filming Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. And I like to believe that he is every bit as cool as he seems and gets to hang out with Emma Watson whenever he wants.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Because Emma Watson is the coolest person on the planet.
The coolest person on the planet.
She's a G.
Next story, we got some Xbox news. Wouldn't necessarily call it news, no. More of like a stretch for a headline. But Fable, quote, has a lot of places it could go, says Xbox boss. Head of Xbox, Phil Spencer, spoke to the future of the Fable franchise, suggesting there may be more entries sometime down the line.
Great.
When asked on Twitter whether or not we'll ever see Fable 4, Spencer replied, quote, nothing to announce right now, but I do think the IP has a lot of places it could go.
It's going to be sad when there is a Fable 4, uh-huh. And we don't get a Peter Molyneux like video package based around it, because he was always the greatest.
He was
Peter Molyneux is one of the greatest human beings on the planet, and watching him talk about Fable.
Emma Watson, Peter Molyneux.
Yeah, they're really
the greatest human beings on the planet.
both very British.
Yeah,
both true. Very British. Remember Peter Molyneux would be like, Fable 2. Remember Project Milo?
I remember it all.
Project Milo is revolutionary. Revolutionary. And you were like, Peter, thank you.
I love how Nick starts talking and he's just like, oh shit, I forgot what I'm saying. I'm gonna now just start quoting Apple videos and
stuff. That's what he used to do though. Like, go back and watch those old, all of his stuff. He spoke so eloquently about his product. I was always so amazed by him. And I got a chance to interview him a couple times. And one time I left my backpack in his hotel room and I had to call him up and be like, hey, excuse me, can I come get my backpack? And he was very gracious.
That is the most Nick story I've ever heard.
You're welcome.
Heard.
You're welcome. I'm just going to lean against here and pretend like I'm not in striking pain.
Holy shit. What a disaster this place is.
Somebody find me a Vicodin or some sort of muscle relaxer. I will take it. I will snort it. Ah. All right. I'm good. Let's move on.
Cool.
Let's move on to the next
story. Here's some story for you, Nick.
The pain comes in ways. This is sad.
Catherine Trendacosta from IO9. Ridley Scott says Neil Blomkamp's... Blomkamp's?
Blomkamp.
Blomkamp's. Yeah. I always thought there was another P in there somewhere. I thought it was Blomkamp.
I thought it was Blomkamp, but I guess I've never read it
before. Alien 5 won't happen. Not only won't happen, Scott says it was never that close to happening. His Covenant and whatever comes after it will be the only development in the Alien universe for a while.
Shut down.
Answering a question from Allison, Scott was asked if Neil Blomkamp's Alien 5 would ever happen. His answer was, I don't think so. No.
God bless Ridley Scott.
In the video embedded above, Scott also says there was never a script. It was an idea which was evolved on, I think a 10-page pitch. And I was meant to be a producer on that, and it didn't evolve. Fox decided they didn't want to do it, so that was it. I think I already done Prometheus, and I was already planning Covenant. So, dunno.
Was this now?
Dunno is actually D-U-N-N-O.
God bless him. Now, was this the movie that was supposed to bring back Michael Biehn as Hicks? The older
Ripley
one.
Ripley
was supposed to return. It was supposed to be like basically what happened the later years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
So she would return as a clone?
No, I think it was supposed to like retcon
anything
that happened after two.
There was some concept art of her in like a fucking Xenomorph's like helmet, like headpiece.
Well, remember, they actually did, if I'm not mistaken, some makeup like concept art for Michael Biehn, and his face was like half melted off because it was supposed to be after he played Hicks. Supposed to be after he had, like, I guess he was supposed to have survived. They did, man. They did that series such a disservice by making three. Whoa, they fucked it up. They could have gone. They could have gone so much cooler with all of the Colonial Marines. Because, like, let's be honest, the Colonial Marines are the best part of Alien by far. Aliens. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And they just were like, instead of doing that, let's put it on a penal colony with a bunch of rapists. Because if there's anything as cool as Colonial Marines, it's fucking prisoners who rape people.
Noomba93 says, Tim, how many times a week do you think you say the phrase, that's the most Nick thing I've ever heard?
At least five.
Many, including the prisoner rapist line, but there you go.
Well, Kevin really liked the, what was it, the boy party? What was it?
It was not the boy party.
No, it was not, I would have been fine with boy party.
Not the boy party's
let's
fine.
Let's not say it again. Let's not say it again. Whatever it was,
say it again.
I forget what it was. The thing is this, I don't listen to myself when I speak. And I certainly don't rewatch the words that come out of my mouth when this posts to VOD on YouTube.
I'm sure plenty of people will clip it out for you.
Great. Great.
Oh, no.
Well, you know what they'll help do? They'll help make a man out of me. From the hit Toy Story 3 movie, Toy Story 3.
Too long. You're not even keeping the narrative straight.
I'm fucking with people in the comments. They're like, Nick, that's not how the song goes. I'm like, it sounds exactly like that. I was just listening to the Toy Story soundtrack today.
Yeah?
That's exactly how it sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll make a man out of you. We're best friends and toys. That's them walking. Remember how like Woody walks? It's like, hello, I'm like a marionette. It's weird. Claw. The claw.
Next story, Kevin, please. This is a weird one because I've been so out of the Marvel TV show scene that I didn't even know this. Ghost Rider will return to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
When was he in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Did you know he was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Because that's pretty dope, I guess.
They knocked it out of the park with Ghost Rider 1 and 2.
Oh,
I just want everyone to know that. Okay. Ghost Rider 2 was an epiphany for me because I didn't think Nick Cage could get any better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you ask yourself, is Nick Cage in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? The answer? I don't know. I don't watch that show. Do you?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I mean, I don't watch the show, but I doubt it as well. Let's read the article.
Let's go.
I think it was pretty clear that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had left the door open for the Spirit of Vengeance, a.k.a. Robbie Reyes? I don't know. I'm not a Ghost Rider guy. To return. The bigger question was if he would be back this season, and if he is back, how does he fit in with the current fight in the framework? What is happening in the show? TV Line broke the news that Luna is set to reprise his role in the season 4 finale, and I think the team will be out of the framework and fighting Aida in the real world by then, so that the season ends with a big battle that saves the real world, not the fake one. That said, I guess we could get the framework version of Ghost Rider.
Are they in the Matrix?
Kind of sad. Yeah, what is going on
What's
here?
What's the framework?
Give us the word, people. Is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. worth a damn? Because last I heard, it wasn't.
People still watch Gotham.
Oh.
Which is like, why?
Why?
I don't know.
I heard Gotham's doing the Court of Owls storyline, and as cool as that is, I'm like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, how are you going to do all the storylines when Batman's not Batman?
Yeah.
Again, a show about Gotham City sounds great. Oh, wait, it doesn't have Batman in it? No.
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 But Batman's all about his villains, right?
No, Batman's just cool as fuck. I would watch Batman drink an iced coffee.
People are saying that Agents is way better than Batman and that it's gotten, or than Gotham, and it's gotten pretty good. And the chat is like exploding right now. There's a lot of thoughts, a lot of feelings.
There's only two superhero shows worth watching right now.
What are they?
The Flash and iZombie. Not a superhero show, but I just wanted to plug it real quick. Our boy Rahul
is
the man.
He is?
He was. Did you see him on Supergirl?
I did. I saw he was on it. I didn't watch Supergirl.
I don't watch Supergirl.
I saw Supergirl did a musical crossover
with
The Flash.
It was awesome.
What the fuck?
It was awesome.
That seems weird.
It was.
I'm into it, but
it was
why?
Well, I mean, they went into like, it was like a dream world. Not a dream world, but like a world where they were trapped in someone's brain. And so they were like, it made sense.
In whose brain was it like, and then Supergirl and Flash sing?
I don't want to. Well, fuck it, I'll spoil it. I'm sure everyone out there that's watched it is going to watch it. I forget the name of the bad guy, but a bad guy basically traps him and Supergirl in this world to teach him a lesson. And he's actually not a bad guy at the end. He's a good guy. Mm. He just wanted Flash, like, Flash needed to, like, learn something.
Got it,
and he's
got
like,
it.
I love
it's
you
like a
guys.
South Park episode.
But he's, like, so amazingly far advanced that they couldn't stop him if he was a bad guy. So they were like, thank God you're not a bad guy because you're really powerful. And he's like, see you guys later. And that was it. It was actually a cool episode.
Okay.
It was really cool. Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch
Shout
it.
Shout out to the
maybe
Flash team,
Nick, can we read some tips?
We sure can. I can reach over there. And that's a strong if. If I read your name, you've given us a tip, and we very much appreciate that. Thank you for all of your support. Going down the roster. What's today? May the first be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Anderson has given us a tip. You're used to it by now.
I am.
You've got to be used to it by now.
You'd think I would be, you but got, like,
the way my brain works
may
is...
May the first be with you.
Yeah, it is.
Nick Scarpino.
Let's tweet that today.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, may the first
may
be
the
with
first
you.
May the first be with
for a few
you.
Days early, but fuck off. Josh Anderson says, hope...
Thank you.
Are you doing it right now?
Go for it. What's Josh Anderson have to say?
Hope you guys enjoyed this clip. It cost me $30 expo conditions, but was worth the money. Nolan was awesome and noticed my KF t-shirt. P.S. Some kid thought I was Nolan. I had Nolan voice Chad because I like Mario a lot. LOL. That was the... I'm sorry. He gave us a clip prior to that. You guys. My bad. Yo, guys, I met Nolan North for the weekend, and I got him to voice Chad. He was into it a bit, but a bit confused. P.S. Sorry about the video position. I was a little nervous. So he was, I guess he met...
Can we watch that now, Kevin?
I don't have that link.
I will give you that link. It's before this session started, so you might not be able to see it.
That's why.
But I will put it at the top. I'll put it at the bottom, top of the fun clip section. There you go. When you click on it, make sure you sing the hit song from Toy Story. We'll make a man out of you.
Andy. Yeah. Oh, wait, actually, forget it. He has a Chad. I was going to tell Nick to get the Chad, but we're good.
Ready?
He has
got
one.
A Chad.
Ready? Nolan North.
Nolan North's awesome. Looks great.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Hey. This is from Miller. Kind of funny, or not so much. Hey, my friend Chad. Yo, baby, what's up? Oh, shit. I'm going to whoop it. What you looking at? What you looking at? Oh. Damn!
Nolan North, everybody.
I like that he
voice
went.
Voice actor of Nathan Drake and now Chad.
And now Chad. He can add that to his legendary list mm-hmm. of credits. I like that he went Little Shop of Horrors with it a
yeah.
little bit.
Yeah, it was
which
good.
Is fun. I didn't think to do that, but
you did
that's
think
why
to do that, which is why you did it the first time you did it.
Came it's a bit. That's why Nolan North gets paid the big bucks.
Yeah,
and that's
is.
Why I'm sitting here with a back injury mm-hmm. and I can't move. You're gonna have to bring.
I appreciate your like power stance, though.
It's to decompress my lower back because right. Yeah.
Yeah. Power through.
Power That's power through, everyone. I'm a professional. This is what ride or die looks like, everyone. And if I lose any more feeling in my lower half and shit my pants, Tim, I apologize.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Won't
be
the
last.
Nope.
Oh,
that's not all right. Cool, guys.
Keep going with the tips, please.
Oh, I apologize. Yes, I will keep reading tips. Thank you for that, Josh Anderson. Dan from Vancouver says, "When will Amy Johnson?" Johnston be on the show.
Oh.
I joked that because she did Nadine stunts in Uncharted and I beat the game that I beat her in a fight and she typed LOL. I sacrificed my virgin bro for her glory. I don't know what that last bit.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. I don't know. We actually were trying to get her on the show a couple of years ago and then it fell through for some reason. We were going to get her on Up at Noon a long time ago.
Right.
And the flights didn't work out. We got to get her at some point because she's dope as fuck.
Yeah, we'll get her. Our friend at Miss Movies gave us a tip and said, unfortunately, Nick and I are not going to face each other in the Schmodown because there would be too much sexiness at the same time and therefore we'd break the cameras. That's true. One day we will face off against each other and it will be fun. But until that day happens.
Why do I look so much bigger than you?
Because I dropped my chair so that my feet could touch the ground because my back's in a lot of pain.
Tim, like, drop your chair.
I'm just going to drop it a little bit more.
Tim, drop your chair, too.
Oh, my God. Like, it looks wrong.
I just have to do this. Mario Not Bros is giving us a tip. It says, what's up, y'all? Tim,
yeah.
You killed it with this month's two Patreon exclusives. Great
Thank
job.
You. Thank
Anyways,
you.
Can't wait to talk to you guys again soon. Let's all make a man out of each other, Mulan style.
My God.
Butthole.
My God.
Is what Mario Not Bros says. Mario Not Bros, I hope you're doing well making those sweet, sweet fraps. With condoms on.
Sweet, sweet fraps, yeah.
Bowflex22 says, hi, Nick and Tim. Who would you like to see direct the next Fast and Furious? I'd like to see Sly Stallone or Clint Eastwood. Have a great weekend. A Clint Eastwood Fast and Furious would be a very interesting project. I'd like to see Justin Lin come back to the series. Come
Hell
home.
Yeah, man.
Come home,
oh,
son.
Come back for come 10. Home. Bring it home, Poppy. Bring it home.
Stop fucking around. Kick James Wan's ass out of there. No, who did the last one? James Wan didn't do the last one.
Yeah, F. Gary Gray.
F. Gary Gray. Did a good job. Actually, I like F. Gary. F. Gary Gray. Tetra1214 says, morning, sunshine. I did prepare another song for Greg in light of winning the three out of four races. But I'll save that for when he's on the show. For now,
Appreciate Here's that.
Some of that goofy, gooey, sweet, nasty love. Coffee on me. He gave us a very nice tip.
Thank you
for that.
Thank you.
Tidro. 1214. Lee J says, hey guys, in the MCU, what do you think of the fan theory that Heimdall has the last / soul infinite stone based on his power and orange eyes? ? Who's Heimdall?
I have no idea who Heimdall is. Kev?
Kev, can you Google Heimdall? And if this comes up with a really pornographic picture, kudos to you for getting us. Oh, that's interesting. That's really interesting.
He's on the bridge, right?
He's Idris Elba's character.
Yeah.
He's the guy that protects the rainbow bridge.
What stone is it? Well, I mean, it's broken too.
The orange stone, which would be what? No.
What infinity stone was he saying?
He was saying the last infinity stone, which is the soul infinity stone.
No, but isn't that what the... Wasn't that what Loki was using in Avengers 2 to, like, poke people in the chest and then turn them into, like, slaves?
No, but that's a good... First off, I would love that if that's the case, because I love Idris Elba and I love that character.
Yeah.
And he's in Thor Ragnarok.
It just hit me.
It's so
Tim,
funny.
Come down.
No, I like it.
Come back up. Daddy's coming back up. There it is.
Don't call yourself.
Anyways, that's interesting. I like that. No, we'll see. Let's keep reading them tips.
How you looking, Kevin? How you feeling, Kevin? Feeling good? Good. There you go. Match your height. Next tip comes from Easy Mode Mitch. Says, Nick, what do you recommend for someone interested in learning about and trying a hand at filmmaking? Lots of great resources out there. I love the American Cinematographer magazine, like I mentioned earlier. But honestly, just YouTube is the best. What the hell did I just do?
Yeah. There's a YouTube channel, Every Frame a Painting.
Oh, that's a great one.
I think that's a good... entryway, and it's not too much information. Mm-hmm. It's presented in a fun way, and you kind of learn general concepts.
The Film Riot guys are really good as well. You ever look at Film Riot?
Oh yeah.
They're really good. They're actually kind of they have a really good approach to like no nonsense, no bullshit. Like this is how we make the films that we make, and it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Aff says hi. Did you guys help Colin together with Sean Finnegan in his first video, Hardware Software? Colin's flying to Santa Monica today. Is he having a farewell party? Kevin, Brazil still loves you. Minority out.
Shout out to Brazil.
We did not help Colin with his video. Obviously, we are a resource for Colin. But no, I mean, Colin kind of knew everything he needed to do to make that video.
And our boy, Sean the Shark Finnegan.
Called up.
Chomp,
I'm calling him Sean Drone Finnegan now because all he does is go out on the weekends and do drone footage, which is hilarious. Bobo Damago gave us a tip. Said, if you guys had to play a game for your souls, versus death, like in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, what would you pick?
If it's what game are you best at and you think you could beat people in, I'd say Amplitude.
Amplitude?
I feel like I could beat people in Amplitude.
Yeah, you'd be fucked.
Yeah.
I would have to say 1-2 Switch, the yoga.
Yeah, you're pretty good at it.
Because that's what I used to crush Greg Miller's hopes and dreams.
You also used Snake Pass.
I did.
So maybe
Snake Pass. But I would have to have...
Can I say a message?
Yeah.
Andy has a message. What do you want? Bring your message here, Andy.
Bring your ass.
So the shirt design is done for the games shirt that we're doing for Kind of Fun in Life 3. Although it's like, you have a bruise on your face?
Yeah, jujitsu.
That's not a bruise, it's actually a scab. I got kicked in the face on Friday.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah, the shirt, all the game ideas that all y'all submitted, we picked 9 of them. And I guess, I don't know when we'll let... people know
soon.
Who's
over the June next month, we're going to be releasing all the exclusive merch and non-exclusive merch that will be at Kind of Funny Live 3. You can get your ticket now, kindoffunny.com/KFL3. But yeah.
Shirt's done. Looks fucking rad. So
I'm excited about it.
To let people
all
know
the shirts
who
are good. Yay. The winners. Andy has a list. We'll do shout-outs on the morning show when we do announce that shirt. A
lot of great options to pick from.
There was.
On that.
I'm
always amazed when we put the call out to the community how much more creative people are than me.
Yeah.
Just in general.
It's impressive.
It's very impressive.
It's really
like
impressive.
I was racking my brain. I'm like, I could think of something funny that has my name in it. I couldn't think of anything. And then a few people gave us some fucking choice ones for me.
Yeah.
So thank you for that, everyone. MRainey17 says, hey, Tim, I saw you have an LG C6 OLED at home.
Yes, I do.
I actually work for LG, so I'm curious. Ooh. How do you like it? Nick, what up, champ? Thanks, guys.
I fucking love it. Looking at that TV, it's like looking into another world.
You like this TV more than you like anything else in
your
life.
It's pretty true, man. That thing is, it's beautiful.
And I quote,
everything about it. Planet Earth 2 on it, 4K, HDR. Holy shit.
My thing is,
man.
I was very much against 4K as I was like, oh, it's just another gimmick, right? Because to be perfectly honest, like having that much resolution in the same size screen doesn't make a lot of sense. And then I saw yours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's pretty fucking amazing.
It's fucking amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
Love it.
Yeah, Tim likes that more than Gia, FYI.
No, not true.
Close, I mean, close second?
Close. It is very, very close. Like, very, very close.
Like if, like, holding both hostage.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you could either have your TV or Gia. You're like, well, clearly I'm going to take Gia. But then for the rest of her life, you're like, it was close.
It was close.
You need to step
your game up.
Step it up, Gia Harris. Yeah. Clintimus, we got a couple more tips. Clintimus says, hi, I've been working on a documentary about Utah's local competitive Smash Bros. Scene. Here is the trailer. I would love it if you guys watched, shared in the chat. Cool.
The trailer's broken. The link is broken.
So and then Kevin. Final chat, or final tip of the day, we're calling tips.
What wireless mics do you guys use when you do barbecues? Can Kevin put them in the Twitch info panel? We use Sennheiser EW series microphones. They're a prosumer level mic. A little expensive, but a lot of people in like online media use them because they're probably the most most popular. But we're trying to move over to something a little bit more robust because we have issues with fuzzies when we go out there.
Are we?
That's what I thought we were. I thought we were looking into Electrosonics.
No.
I thought we wanted the rack mount Electrosonic there and just be like able to mic people from where we're at.
No. When did we have this conversation?
Man, maybe I dreamed about that. We'll have it afterwards.
I'm down. Do those use batteries?
No, they plug in. So
yeah,
that's
what I meant.
Like, yeah, you would have. There would be an actual,
yeah, little
receiver rack mounted that
like
has antennas that most, you know, that's what they use on real shoots when you don't have to walk around outside. You know, you just have your sound people here. Anyway, last tip comes from ThunderCats06 says, "Hey guys, have either one of you seen Slight? Shot really well, an awesome superhero type story. Also, I got engaged last month. Hooray for marriage life, right, Nick?" Congratulations on your marriage. I do love being married, and you're gonna love it too. Slight, I have not seen yet, but I saw that it's on available for on demand.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Not too familiar with it. It looks a little bit like Chronicle, but British, I want to say.
Oh yes. Homeboy in the chat says, "Dude, that TV's close to, if not $3,000. Kind of funny. Must be doing really well." Here's the thing: if you know anything about Tim Geddes, I'm a scheming ass motherfucker. She better damn know.
Yeah, Tim got a good price.
I got a good ass deal on that thing.
Tim got a good price. Also, TVs worth the extra money if you're gonna get better quality because you spend a lot of time watching TV.
Yeah. Fun fact: Nick actually tipped his Best Buy employee an extra $3,000. He said, "Fuck it."
I did not do that. I actually took that employee out to lunch afterward.
You did.
Because he was one Alfredo Diaz.
Alfredo Diaz. The homie.
The G.
The homie.
The G-Shock, as they call him.
All right. Let's do the giveaway.
Stories? Okay.
All right. The giveaway today is brought to you by Movement Watches. Movement Watches was founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. The watchmaker's goal is to change the way consumers think about fashion by offering high-quality, minimalist products at revolutionary prices. Movement Watches start at just $95 at a department store. How much are you looking at, Nick?
Movement Watches?
No, just watches at a department store.
Oh, you're looking a lot. Looking at $200 to $500, maybe.
Yeah, well said, Nick. Well said. Movement figured out that by selling online, they were able to cut out the middleman and retail markup, providing the best possible price. We're talking classic design, quality construction, styled minimalism, all the things that are going to make people look at your wrist and be like, damn.
That's tight. That shit tight.
That's tight. You can get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movementwatches.com/KFMS. Movement is MVMT. This watch has really clean design. Greg's been wearing his, getting all them compliments. He has the black face with the red
things. That's cool.
The only time you're allowed to use blackface anywhere.
Oh, it's on a watch
style.
That's
the watch.
Correct. That's
correct. Now it's time to step up your watch game. Go to movementwatches.com/KFMS. MVMTwatches.com/KFMS. KFMS. Kind of funny morning show. Join the movement.
Join the movement.
Join the movement, son. Today's giveaway. There's four ways to win, as always. Twitch chat, Twitch sub, Patreon. You already know that shit, right? Right?
Right.
Right. Today's winner's coming from the Twitch chat. Their name is Piper32. Bow.
Bow.
You have won.
Congratulations, Piper.
Sub-level Redux on PlayStation 4.
I'm so excited for Piper.
Yeah, it's a great game. Me too.
You know who else I'm excited for, my friend? Our good friend of the show, Grant Gustin, who just got engaged.
Grant Gustin?
Yeah.
Engaged.
Apparently Grant Gustin just got engaged. This is from, what is this site? Teen Vogue, which I read a lot.
Yeah.
Actually, this was given to us in the chat by one of our one of the people in the chat. Grant Gustin currently plays the Flash, Fast Man Alive, the Flash. He got engaged. Yada, yada. It's not much more to the story. Everybody tweet at Grant Gustin. Congrats.
That happened
sweet,
fast.
Nasty love. Oof. I feel like they're going to have a pretty quick wedding.
Nick!
That was bad, Nick.
Nick! Like, that could not have been the best you had.
No. I was going to say quick, but I couldn't remember what, I guess engagement? Is that the time period between when you get engaged and the wedding? Your engagement, right?
Still not good,
yeah.
They're going to have a fast engagement. I feel like they're going to want to get to that altar pretty quick.
You can just drop it.
Do you think they're going to have a long ceremony, or do you think it's going to be brief?
Brief. Brief is where you go for flash puns. Okay, okay.
I think it'll be over in a flash. There you go.
Oh, God.
There it is. There it is. Yeah.
So okay, our next thing. This is the Sweet Nasty Love segment of the show.
Okay,
we're
going
to send some sweet nasty love to some of our friends. Our friends over at Game Attack, if you're not familiar, this is the guy we always make fun of, Stuttering Chris, whose real name is Craig. Stuttering Craig.
Yes.
And Sean Bolin, who has done Gamescast exclusives with us before. They run this YouTube channel called Game Attack. They used to be part of Screw Attack. Then they went off. We did the whole thing with them last year at SGC, mm-hmm. where they ended up beating us unfairly.
They cheated. They 100% cheated. It was their game to win, and they cheated.
Tournament mm-hmm. of champions. But anyways, they are now going independent. They're still going to be part of the Let's Play family with Rooster Teeth, but they're no longer salary employees of Rooster Teeth.
Crazy.
So they need some help. They're going independent, which is overall a good thing, because, you know,
I like being independent.
As you guys know, it's the way to go. They get to be close to the community, get to hang out and do all the cool shit without
G's
the bullshit.
That's right. Cheese up.
So go subscribe to their channel. Show them some love. Today at 5 p.m. Pacific time on YouTube.com/GameAttack, they're going to be doing a live podcast kind of explaining their whole new situation and their plan going forward and all of that. So send them some sweet, nasty love, please. I think it's just Game Attack on Twitter as well.
It might be.
Gonna check this out. Game Attack Team on Twitter. So send Game Attack Team on Twitter some sweet nasty love. And then a boom.
Skadoosh. Skadoojer.
But yeah. They're coming up on 100K subs. They're only like 5K away.
Let's try to push. Good for them. Congratulations,
some,
Stuttering Bob.
Some love. Stuttering Bob?
What's his name? Stuttering Bob and Jeff. What are their names?
It is Stuttering Craig mm-hmm. and Sean.
And Sean.
Bolin.
Sean, generic white guy, number two.
He's probably number seven or eight at this point.
Cool. Like, now, this is my question to you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I should have prefaced that last statement with this before I said it. Are we still fucking with them?
No, we're still fucking with
them. Okay, good.
We're still fucking with them.
I don't know if you...
We'll never stop fucking with them.
We're going to fuck with them harder.
Yeah. Probably harder.
I think we should. The thing is, I need that in my life. As you guys know, I grew this beard to compensate for everything. So I clearly need to bully people
mm-hmm.
to feel better about myself, to have some sort of level of self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't take that away from me.
You can't take that away from me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for some fun clips.
Yeah, Greg Miller's gone, so fuck him. Fun clip section. To the rescue for the win. What is this? This is a dog.
This is Rex the cocaine snorter.
Yes.
Ready?
We're ready.
Give it to me.
Here we go.
I wanted to not laugh, but they got me.
Now, I appreciate this on so many levels, Tim, because you know that I think a good cocaine joke is probably the funniest thing on the planet.
To be fair, you just think a bad cocaine joke's...
I think the word cocaine is hilarious.
It's not even the right thing. It's the Fox music.
All right, can I stop?
No, this is awesome. Now, what I like about this is...
All right, we can stop.
Everyone go watch the rest of this. There's only like 20 seconds left. What I like about this is that he's clearly channeling Dr. Roxo, the rock and roll clown from Metalocalypse.
I'll
never say the name of that show.
It's a fun thing to say.
I'm Dr. Roxo, the rock and roll clown. I do cocaine.
Yeah, that was your favorite thing. When we first left IGN, I don't think there was a day that went by that you didn't whisper into someone's ear, I do cocaine.
Remember when the Hydra thing was cool? When he kept walking up to people, grabbing them by the arm and saying,
I did?
Yeah, you
did. Did I do that for a while?
For like 2 days after watching
that. That's really creepy.
Avengers. Ooh, no. No. Captain America.
The Winter Soldier.
Yeah, the Winter Soldier. I'm going to find that clip of Dr. Roxo right now.
How do you not remember doing that to people?
I do maybe a lot of just, fucking weird shit to people, me. Kevin.
All right, let's watch this next fun clip.
All right. Ready for it.
Oh, if I have wings like this dude, for then why I fly away and be at rest?
No, no!
There is nothing funnier than the failed dub videos.
Oh, like, man, that's so sad.
Why are people still throwing dubs thinking they're going to fly? This happens so often.
Does the dub just get so terrified by being catapulted into the air that his little heart bursts? Like, what the fuck happened? You got to let him go. Just let him go. You don't throw him.
All right, let's see. What do we got here?
These guys for real? What assholes.
All right.
No.
Who vetted these?
I just found them on Twitter. I didn't vet them. I just put them in there.
Right. Here's the last one. I don't like, there's one more after this. What the fuck? What the holy fuck? No.
What's the headline for this one?
It freaks Nick out.
Highest glass bottom pool in the world. Yeah. 600. I would love to do that.
Houston, Texas. Stay in the hotel next time we go to Houston.
There's something about it being in Houston, Texas that makes me not trust it.
Mm-hmm. We don't go to Houston, Kevin. We go to Austin.
Y'all have been there once.
I went there once for the All-Star game, the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah?
With Tyree. That was fun.
See what it looks like? That picture right there?
That's terrifying. I don't like that. It's like the pool in Oblivion. Remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
It was just an all glass bottom pool. It would freak me out. I'd freak out.
I
put one more fun clip there.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Did you put this one in?
No, I didn't put that one in. I put a different one.
Do you want to watch this one?
Sure, why not?
No.
No,
we'll get copyright struck on that one. Don't be silly. Let's watch the other one.
For people wondering, it's Mulan's I'll Make a Man Out of You in Chinese.
Yeah. It sounds like this.
Nope.
No, I'm not going to
do nope.
that. I'm not going to do that. This one needs to be hella loud. I love this.
Ready?
Yeah. Hella loud. Nah, it's fine. You're fine.
Your favorite thing in the world.
It'll never stop being fun. That one's hilarious. But you probably shouldn't play too many of
those. Let's do the old 3-3 in the chat. God, we're going to get on our merry way.
God, I love that.
Mr. Yasman 300 says, yo, Nick and Tim, go watch Riverdale on Netflix May 18th. It's a mystery drama based on Archie Comics. Jughead's played by Cody of Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Archie's parents are played by Luke Perry and Molly Ringwald.
No shit.
Everyone keeps recommending this.
People really like Riverdale.
Sounds great.
Riverdale. Molly Ringwald coming back.
Good for her.
Molly's super into it right now.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, she's a psychopath.
Also, we have one more tip.
Beat Officer.
Just kidding. She's marrying you.
Beat Officer says, Nick, I joined. Oh, God. The chats are moving so fast. Oh, it's Kevin's fault.
Well, there was one more tip, and I wanted to just drop it in there.
Clinton Miss has already tipped. Can you try this link again? There you go. And there's one more. Irish Rum Job says, love you guys. Sweet, nasty lifestyle. Nick, go to the freaking chiropractor.
No more tips.
No more tips.
Beat Officer says, Nick, I joined Arija Faber's MMA gym in Sacramento. You familiar with that?
Region.
Uriah Faber?
Uriah? Yeah.
Is this spelled
Uriah
with a Y?
Faber.
Yeah.
How much bruising can I expect in my future?
A lot. That gym's insane. So good for you. Have fun with that. Also, if you're just doing MMA in general, you're going to get a lot of bruising. And your back's going to get fucked up like mine. Actually, my back's fucked up not because of MMA. Let me just preface this. I did open mat on Friday. I was totally fine. I sat like an idiot for 2 days with my feet up. Mm. And this always happens to me. Mm. So whenever I relax, it's actually when I relax that my back starts hurting. Mm. So shouldn't have done that.
Dr. 7501 says, Tim, is there a version of Tone Deaf's remix of the Champions theme from Kinda Funny Live 2? There's no studio recorded version released to the public yet. At one point, the Internet Explorers may strike and release some music, but you know what? We got to keep the people.
It's gonna happen as soon as I can get up off my feet.
Yeah, get up off your feet.
Get up off. Juggler says, Nick, when you've been the champ for as long as you have, how do you keep yourself so humble? It's a great question. I mean, the thing about this is hashtag blessed, right? I love a hashtag blessed life. I didn't want this. Okay, greatness was thrust upon me because I clearly didn't train for any of this. It's just my God-given gift. So when you look at it through that lens, right, and you say to yourself, you are almost a demigod on this planet just from birth, you have to just take pity on the rest of the people you work with, like one Greg Miller, for being, he like tries really hard, right? But you can't like rub his face in that, otherwise he'll get super depressed and probably not come into work anymore. And we like him. So yeah, it's kind of, what I'm saying is it's a fake humble, but I'm doing it for Greg's benefit because I'm a god. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Now, it totally makes sense.
You know what else is funny? I have to poop. And I'm terrified about that.
God damn it.
You know how much pain that's gonna put me in?
I don't know. That's such a weird ass fucking thing.
It's a good question.
Say.
When your lower back hurts and you gotta push, if you hear me scream, please come in and lift me up off the floor and don't look at anything else.
No. Let's get into sub only chat here.
Juggler also asks, Nick, what was the famous Randy Newman song from Disney's The Little Mermaid? It was, we'll make a man out of you. We're gonna swim around a little bit. Go in the back where the grotto is. Nobody can see us there.
Oh my lord. Mr. Yasmin300 says, Tim, Power Rangers is getting released in China May 15th. Let's hope it does big box office numbers and we get a sequel. I almost assure you.
Sure, Power Rangers is gonna get a sequel.
It's gonna fucking kill in China.
Yeah. Oh, I guarantee it will.
So yes, thank God for that. Ryan Santilli says, Tim, how was the picnic this weekend? Oh man, I don't know if you saw this. I was about to say forced. Gia asked me very nicely if I would go on a picnic with her.
Welcome to married life, my friend.
And I was like, you know what? It's been 2 years, right, and you haven't had me take you somewhere outside.
Right.
I guess I'll give you this.
Now, a lot of people don't know this about Tim, but the outside is Tim Gettys' mortal enemy.
Yeah.
The outside's where the sun is, and the sun burns Tim Gettys.
Yeah.
Very badly. I'll never forget, you got a bad sunburn when we were in Austin that one time that lasted, I shit you not, like 6 months.
Yeah.
You just were still burnt.
I mean, I still am to this day.
You did get burnt, actually.
That shit fucking changed me. But the reason is, she's like, yeah, let's just go. I just want to go lay out in the park. And I'm like, okay, so we have this amazing bed, this amazing Casper mattress. You can go to Casper.com, so that's kind of funny.
Yeah, whatever.
Amazing Casper mattress. And instead of having pillows that you can change on based on your level of comfort,
sure,
as the moments flow.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of being able to lift a blanket on or off of you,
yeah,
at any
if
time,
you're cold or you're warm.
Instead of being able to go to a fridge and get a cold LaCroix,
right?
Instead of any of this stuff,
shout out to coconut.
Instead of that, you want to go lay on a grassy, uneven floor with a blanket on top of it that all these goddamn bugs get on it, and they're not the scary bugs; it's those stupid little bugs that you're like, all right, I guess I'm okay with you being here,
right,
in my presence.
I don't have a choice.
But then it gets to a point where you're like, oh, wait, there's too many of you.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like you to not be here. And then it's really hot, and the sun's always kind of where you don't want it.
Right.
And you're trying to play Mario Kart on the Switch,
yeah,
but the glare is just fucking horrible.
And then it starts to overheat, and you're like, shit.
And then it's the thing of like that, hey, did you bring headphones? Are you going to use headphones? I'm like, sure. No, I don't want you to use headphones. I want to be able to talk to you. I'm like, okay. This is
So you feel my pain because over the weekend I had a similar incident where, well, it wasn't an incident, a thing happened to me where my wife was like, hey, it's going to be really warm. I want to go lay by a pool. And I'm like, great. And if as you know about me, the one thing I absolutely adore doing is taking my shirt off in public.
Yeah.
I just can't get enough of that, right?
Yeah.
But that's what you have to do by going by the pool. So I'm by the pool and just totally uncomfortable and just hate my body. It's disgusting. But my wife loves it. She will sit out there. I literally had to drag her. I'm like, you are burning. Your skin is getting blotchy.
Yeah.
And I think you just pass out. And she's like, no, I love it so much. And I'm like, get up. We have to go. Sat out in the sun for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
It's the worst. And I get the same thing, where she puts her headphones in and then tries to talk to me.
Yeah.
And so when I'll be like, yeah, totally. And no response because her headphones are in.
Yeah.
Why do we marry women?
I don't know.
This is Randy Newman had it right.
Oh my God, Nick.
Just say, let her make a man out of you.
Please don't just say.
I'm saying.
Juggler says, Tim, where does Guardians 2 rank in the Marvel Universe for you? I don't know. I need to let it sit a little bit longer. And I want to really think about my Marvel rankings. Because it's been a while.
This week.
It's been a while. Yeah, Guardians is this week.
And you're not going to be an asshole.
Griswold D says, Tim, cherry or vanilla Coke? Honestly, shout out to both of them. Neither of them are Coke, right? No, Coke no, is it's in a league
weird.
Of its own.
They're weird.
But I like to, you know, change things up a little bit every once in a while.
Vanilla sucks.
Vanilla's the
problem with vanilla is it goes flat so fast and like it starts to taste bad unless it's freezing cold. And it like for some reason warms up faster than normal Coke.
Grumpy Goron says, Nick, can you make I'll make a man out of you, see you again remix? Come on, boys. Hey, maybe. We can do whatever we want. Will we? Probably not.
We'll have to see. One more question. New Yorker 718 says, Tim and Nick, have you checked out Logic's new singles leading up to his new album? Thoughts? Hell yeah, man. His album comes out in like a couple days. So far, he's just killing it. 3 for 3 as far as I'm concerned. Black Spider-Man's dope. The music video is really cool, too.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was looking at someone typed in boy orgy. That's what I said.
That's where we're going to end the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We will see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Nick, can you please read all of the subs?
I will.
Remember, support Game Attack, youtube.com/gameattack. Tonight at 5 p.m. Pacific time, they're going to be doing a live stream over there. Check that shit out.
If I read your name, then you are a subscriber. Come on, baby, let me know. If I read your name, you're a subscriber to us, which we really appreciate. Remember, if you have an Amazon Prime account, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. We'd like that to be for us, but if not, go give it to Game Attack. I'm sure they're going to have some sort of Twitch channel. Maybe they don't. I don't know. I don't know who they are, and I don't care. The answer 121 says, thanks for all the great content, butthole and mongos. We can't not give them shit, right, Andy?
Yeah.
We have to keep giving them shit, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
God forbid we be positive and not, you know, be bro-y. Alan M. Cadam says, 7 months, thanks to Twitch Prime. Suck it, Amazon. Yeah, that's right. Beat Officer says, been a month since I've been able to watch. Miss you guys. Aw. Well, come back to us. Thank you for much. Narmark 182. JM Lucas 18 says Mario Kart Switch hype. Robo Consumeru says Kaimaru is pronounced Kumri, but just Robocon is fine. How is CYMRU pronounced Kumri? It doesn't matter. Thank you for your subscription. Abates 21. Rim Job Jim Bob.
Solid name.
You guys are trying now. I appreciate that. Abates, now I got that right. Yan Adidas says some sweet, nasty love for you guys, the Internet Explorers. Trent 29193 says, y'all, love y'all. Your daily show has been a big part of my routine. Shout out to my coworker, John, a best friend. What up, John? Big Dylan J says, 15 months, bitches. King Diz 89 says, 2 days without you beautiful bastards is too long. Nick, can I get some K-Log in that walking voice? It's fine. Hanging out with boys.
Oh my God.
Shotgun. I'm in so much pain. And I have to poop and I'm scared about it.
Oh my God.
Shotgun McPain says, 7 months. What's in the box? What's in the box? And he spelled it like seven. Seven. I appreciate that reference. We're all old. Plain Jane Francis says, another month, another sub, and another tape. Tim.
Yes.
Would love to know your thoughts on the cover of my new project, Homeboy, and gave us a link to that. You want to look at that? Hold on. I'll just click on it. Here you go. What do you think?
That's pretty dope.
That's pretty dope. I like that.
Big fan of that.
There you go. Oh, back to this. Miss Movie says, in my best Whitney Houston impression, she wants me to sing the song from Bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to. Oh, Andy's here. Yeah, I'll always love you. Dude, I've said it before, I'll say it again, and I know we're long in the tooth on this. We have a special guest coming in later today, but I have to just explain this to you guys.
Oh my God.
That scene where he's leaving her at the airport, and they hug, and they look at each other, and she says, thanks, Frank, for everything, and he's like, you know, I'm just going to be stoic because I'm Kevin Costner, and I don't really feel like acting today. And then she gets in the plane, and the plane starts going, and that song starts playing. And then it stops. The plane stops right as it goes, and and the fucking thing comes down, and she runs out, and she runs into his arms, and they hug, and you just fucking know that they're going to be together forever because they were made for each other. It's one of the best moments of filmic history ever. Second only to the new cover for The Bodyguard, The Hitman's Bodyguard, which looks exactly like that, which is fucking hilarious. Loose Cannon Jay has given us a tip. You guys have become some of my favorite people. You guys are awesome. Thank you. Right back to you. Empty Chest Gaming. Mr. Falcon Art says, hey, Nick, just started a keto diet. Tips on some tasty meals. Meat, meat, and more meat, my friend. Don't be afraid of butter. It's your best friend. Z-Rank 91 says, Nick, now that Greg has proven his worth as a contender in Mario Kart, is it time for the champ to begin training camp for his next match? We want the champ. It might very well be. Doc Online. Stand and Wipe says, suck a butthole, I got nothing. Ninja Master Dave says, never stop screaming, Greg. Unforgiven Fury says, 3 months with you sexy bastards, can I get a Christopher Walken butthole? Kevin, give me the one. Sign. Butthole. Stan Leggett says, 1 year hype. Eddie316. G. Shues says, I'm not even trying these days. Viva La Zelda says, 8 months. Air horn. Ba 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 ba. Lotus Chief says, loving that kind of funny life. OV97 says, let's get this boy orgy set up. Kappa Pride.
Oh my god.
See what you're fucking.
Let's get this boy orgy set up.
I'm glad, like, this. I'm glad we have a core audience that's growing slowly.
Yeah.
Because I can only imagine if this shit were to reach outside the boundaries of the Kind of Funny Best Friends community, how just devastating that would be for me personally. Rum Rocket says, Nick, I love your blank. How you interpret that is up to you. I love your smile. How about that? Mm-hmm. Marky Mark 82, and I would have been dirtier if the boy orgy comment hadn't come before that.
I understand.
Marky Mark 862 says, yay.
We're balancing it.
Yeah, so you got to bring balance to the force, if you know what I mean. JDog85 says, took off work for my B-day, relaxing and enjoying the show, guys. Happy birthday. Dub Legs says, enjoy the content, guys. Enjoy the content, guys. No Jeans is subscribed for 6 months. Ryan Santilli says, hashtag lets him host. Well, he hosts everything now. Jugular says, I was attacked by a gang of memes the other day. They did unspeakable things to me. Mimes, maybe? How do you spell mime?
M-I?
Yeah, it was mimes.
What the fuck, Nick?
Jayhawks is longtime watcher, subbed, alas, thank you, sir. And Agent 2 Megax is subscribed for 7 months, and our last subscriber and final subscriber for today is Birdimus Prime 86. Says 8 months, I want an abortion. No, it's too late now, my friend.
I appreciate that you realize you fucked up, though, because the unspeakable things, obviously, because they're mimes, but the memes. You thought they got beat up by memes.
I thought maybe people just kept tweeting at him. Factcast. Oh, no. Fly Schley says, woo. Those are our last two subscribers for today. Thank you very much, guys.
Oh my
Happy
God.
Monday.
Today's been a journey.
It has indeed.
Thank you for it all. Thank you. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.